Nerds and geeks, hold on to your seats because it's about to go down.
Welcome to Nerdorama, the voice of the Nerd Nation. I'm Mo Kelly, he's Tawala Sharp, and together we bring you your daily dose of nerd news, analysis, and conversations with the best and brightest of the Nerdverse.
Happy weekend eve, nerds and nerdettes. Yours truly, King Nerdificent Tawala Sharp, talking to you with the latest and greatest happenings in the nerd world, beginning with Paramount Plus. A new network on the horizon that originally, I gotta admit, I was sleeping on it. Bo was sleeping on it. The whole round table crew, we were all sleeping on it. Why? Because who needs yet another app? Even though the Paramount Plus app is promising that we will be getting like The Quiet Place 2 and Mission Impossible 7 like 45 days after they hit theaters. But whatever, you know, Cinemark is already shutting down theaters, so that's neither here nor there. But what Paramount Plus has done today, breaking news, they have secured a deal that may just put them at the forefront of contention with us nerd folks. Why? Because they have just secured a deal with the creators of Avatar: The Last Airbender to do what? Yes, true believers, create more content. To take the story that began with young Aang and ended with what we believe to be Korra. Now co-creators Michael Dante DiMartino and Brian, whose last name I'm not even going to attempt, so let's just say Brian K., have secured a deal with Paramount Plus to continue the adventures of the Avatar by way of new film and television properties of a series that arguably is one of the best to do it. Series is almost 20 years old and there's still not a lot that's hit television that can top the story of the Avatar. Now, over in the world of DC, believe it or not, I am still a fan of the now Flashverse because it's, you know, no longer the Arrowverse. But from the Arrowverse, news has just dropped that the major crossover coming to the Flashverse will in fact surround Arrow standout and star David Ramsey, who we all came to know and love as John Diggle. Well, DC is teasing that this five-part story arc, which crosses through The Flash, the final season of Supergirl, Superman and Lois, Batwoman, Legends of Tomorrow, and the final season of Black Lightning. Well, they are heavily teasing that we are going to see John Diggle actually adopt the last name of Stewart, the name of his stepfather in the series. And yeah, John Stewart, yeah, Green Lantern, John Stewart, okay? Big news, right? Right. And I hope you, like me, have really been digging what we're seeing from the Flashverse. I mean, I'm loving Black Lightning. I think Batwoman is fantastic. I'm going to watch Superman and Lois tonight so I can see how that is. So far, I'm hearing nothing but good things about that. I also got to catch up with The Flash because I have the season 7 premiere waiting for me on my Roku as well. But DC's Legends of Tomorrow, that actually returns May 2nd at 8 p.m., moving Batwoman to its new time slot of 9 p.m., and thus far, there is no word yet on what's going to be happening with DC Stargirl, but DC did drop news that they will be doing a series on Naomi. If you don't know who Naomi is, shame on you. Get a bar, get the DC Universe Infinite app and catch up on Naomi before this series hits the CW. Trust me, you're not going to want to be left out in the cold on that. And something else from DC. Well, DC adjacent because Zack Snyder is involved. And no, I'm not talking about the fact that everyone at DC and Warner Brothers is telling us we actually may need to watch the Snyder cut of Justice League in four parts. Don't try to sit there and watch it all at once because you may get lost because there's so much going on. Whatever. Okay. Nerd folks know if the content is that captivating, we will sit there for 4 hours with a diaper on. Okay. But what I'm actually referring to is the trailer for Army of the Dead with the cast led by Dave Bautista. Check out the trailer.
Thank you. heavy, brother. But I dig it.
And yes, by check out the trailer, I mean listen to the trailer. You cannot see the trailer, but you can go to YouTube and check it out. And I'm sure once you do, you will agree with me that this trailer looks like The Suicide Squad. Okay? The Suicide Squad fighting zombies in Las Vegas. Now, there's something I really don't understand about the trailer, and I'm hoping that this is not what the film is about, but it seems that Dave Bautista is leading a squad of mercenaries, killers, I don't know, but he is leading these people into Las Vegas to get money out of a vault. Money out of a vault in a world full of zombies. What are you doing with money? Because off the top, I'm telling you, when the Zompoc hits, the last thing you're going to be worried about is cash. Okay? Cash will not rule everything around you. Cream will not get you any money. And dollar bills will not take you far. You're going to need a solid crew, survival tactics, and weapons up the ass, all right? But I digress. I'm not going to go off onto a zombie tangent right now. Right now, I'm going to let you listen to the first trailer from Marvel / Hulu's new MODOK series, which I've been telling you about for the longest.
Time to change the world by bringing it to its knees. Am I good businessman?
Yeah, about that. We're bankrupt.
What? You are hereby relieved of your status as CPA Supreme and as a living person.
I still need to do your personal taxes.
I'm sorry. I thought this coffee was for everyone.
Attack!
MODOK!
And do you know what MODOK stands for?
Mental Organism Designs Only...
For killing.
For killing.
Now that trailer right there is fantastic. It almost looks like Hulu is getting with the cast that did Robot Chicken to give us this insane series about one of the oddest villains within the entire Marvel universe. I mean, he's a giant head sitting in a cybernetic floating chair with little arms and little legs. And I mean, a 6-foot head, okay? It was a very, very wild looking series that focuses on MODOK, portrayed by Patton Oswalt, dealing with his crumbling evil empire and his family. Yeah, his family. Looking forward to that dropping this May. And Disney is just not going to stop with delivering great content, because right after WandaVision, of course, we're rolling into Falcon and the Winter Soldier. But right after Falcon and the Winter Soldier, yeah, Star Wars is back with The Bad Batch, the animated series about an awesome group of rogue clone troopers fighting the fight in their own way. Look, for a refresher on who the Bad Batch is, go and watch the final season of Clone Wars and get a bar. But the Bad Batch is dropping May 4th, pretty much right after Falcon and the Winter Soldier ends. And then, yeah, right after that, we get MODOK. And then in between that, we get Loki. So it's just Disney wall to wall, right? And speaking of the Bad Batch, it's been confirmed that George Lucas is back in the lab writing a new Star Wars series. Now, will this be a television series or a film series? Well, yeah, no, of course, the always tight-lipped Lucasfilm / Disney has not given us any other details than he is back in the lab writing. And to some people, this is a great thing. To others who remember characters like Jar Jar Binks, this is not such a good thing. All I know is I'm looking forward to it, no matter what. And lastly in the news, Disney / Sony has hit us with just yet another bomb, announcing the official title of the third Spider-Man film, Spider-Man No Way Home. Just the little teaser that they dropped to me was amazing. But yo, for real, we're going to talk about that more tomorrow on the legendary Friday Nights of the Nerdo Roundtable. Right about now, it's time for me to hand it over to my girl, Marsha Collier, with a brand new edition of Tech Thursday.
Hi there, Nerdorama Tech Geeks. How are you doing? We've got another installment of Tech Thursday. This is Marsha Collier, and I'm celebrating my second year with Tawala and Mo doing Nerdorama. I am so excited and have had so much fun giving you the latest tech tips and tech news each week. Well, today, it's 343 days since our first lockdown. Hopefully things are going to get better in Los Angeles, but I have some news for you, a little tech news and a tech tip or two that ought to help you through the long days. I hope you listened, but a couple of weeks ago, I told you about a gentleman in North Hollywood who took out an ad in the Wall Street Journal directed to the CEO of AT&T regarding his crappy internet service. If you don't remember, his internet service was so crappy, it was like 3 megabits per second. It was a DSL line. He was told he was getting fiber. He never got fiber. He never got enough internet to even watch Netflix. So he ran this ad in the Wall Street Journal. And it seems that the CEO of AT&T were willing to look at it. And what happened, like the next day, they call him up to tell him they'll be installing fiber to his house. And indeed, AT&T techs went to finish the installation and set up his new service. He's paying $45 a month for the first 12 months. Not bad. They did a speed test at his house, which was 363 megabits per second, and uploads were 376. I mean, that's amazing. Part of what they told him was that they had plans to do the entire area, because in his ad in the Wall Street Journal, he mentioned his zip code and how none of his neighbors had any decent fiber that they had been promised. Well, it seems that there's a little bit with the FCC about these promises, and they claim that they will be putting in the fiber in his neighborhood. So you see, all you have to do is spend $10,000 on an ad in the Wall Street Journal, and maybe you can get faster internet. Simple. Simple. That's all it takes. So I hope all the people in zip code 91607 get their fiber soon, but honestly, I wouldn't hold your breath. Because the truth is, as we've been finding out lately, a lot because we've been using our tech much, much more during the pandemic, that these companies are not standing behind things. I run the customer service chat on Twitter every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, and we hear from people all the time. It seems to have gotten worse. Computer tech support, and I mention all the brands. It's all the brands. Nobody has been giving outstanding support. And you can complain enough, loud enough. I don't know what it'll take. But I will tell you that I've been starting to add into my tweets a link to the FCC and the California Public Utilities Commission. Those tweets seem to get a little bit more attention. So if you're really angry and you really want some action and you can't afford a $10,000 ad in the Wall Street Journal, start tweeting to the help accounts of the different brands that you're trying to get attention from and it's not working out well, and start tagging these federal, state, and city organizations. Maybe we can raise a ruckus on social media and get the service we deserve, the service we're paying for. Another incredibly sad piece of news. Fry's Electronics Store. I hope you remember them. If you're old enough to remember them, Fry's was just the best of the electronic stores out there. I remember back in the early 2000s, I'd take my daughter and we would go to Fry's and we would look at everything. You could find any gadget on the planet in Fry's. Fry's was where I bought my first CD recorder that I tacked onto my computer. That's where I learned about Bose sound systems. We learned so much from Fry's Electronics Store, and they themed their stores. They were fun to go to. People loved them, but that was the early 2000s. The stores kind of fell apart a little bit. I'm not going into the reasons why, but just say they did. But there's no more Radio Shack, and now there's no more Fry's where you can get that weird electronics part that you always wanted to do. So hopefully, someday, there will be a real-life place to shop for electronics, because The problem is, online, you just don't get the magic yet. We have to go to a website to learn about something. At Fry's, you could go to the store and you could learn just about anything. Buy DVDs, buy games for the PS2. You could buy all kinds of things. But alas, it's gone now. The only thing we can hope for, all of us real tech nerds, is that hopefully they're going to sell their assets in a big, giant retail sale. I'll say heck to the pandemic. Triple mask up and get down there with gloves and buy some stuff. Because Fry's was the best. Amazing store. Adios, Fry's. In other news, for those of you who watched the Jetsons, did you? You remember the flying cars in the Jetsons? I loved Rosie the robot. She was fabulous. But the flying cars were really the best. And it looks like the future has finally arrived. The world's first flying car that travels 100 miles per hour at altitudes of 10,000 feet has been cleared for takeoff by the FAA. And a full air-road hybrid will be released in 2022. It has a 27-foot wingspan with wings that fold up and fit into a one-car garage. You're going to have a pilot's license if you're going to want to run these things. They will drive on the ground, and then you can just unfold your wings and fly away. So if you want to fly away, I guess it's time to go to a flight school and learn, and you can get your flying permit or whatever you're going to need for this. I'm sure the flight schools know, and that's really cool. And again, it'll be a year before it's, shall we say, street legal. But boy, the flying car. There's videos of it online. It's very cute. It's called the Terra Fugia, F-U-G-T-E-R-R-A. F-U-G-I-A. The pictures are amazing. It's the flying car we've all been waiting for. And now we have a new way that we can get in accidents. You know, also, we were all excited about NASA's Mars whole thing with Perseverance and everything. We just loved it, and I'm still loving it. The pictures are amazing. If you haven't been able to go online, go to NASA, and they have a special segment of their website on the mission with great pictures. But you know there's going to be a little helicopter, and it's the Ingenuity helicopter, and it landed via the Perseverance rover. It runs a Qualcomm Snapdragon 801 processor, and by having the 801 Snapdragon processor, it has a similar power to early iMacs, believe it or not. Not only the old iMacs, but current phones that are out in use right now. They're all Android that use the chip. The OnePlus One. It's an Android phone from 2015. It runs on the same processor. The Samsung Galaxy S5. Which is an amazing phone from 2014. Also from 2014 was the LG G3. Great phone. And then the HTC One M8, also from 2014. I mean, this is amazing. Think about it. This little helicopter that's running on Mars is really powered by the same chip that we were using in 2014. I can't get over it. It is the original 1998 iMac. So, I mean, if you want to look at it, it's crazy. But don't give up on old tech. Old tech can be used and reused just like this. I always recycle tech because there's always a new way to use it. Don't forget, old phones can be used as remote security cameras. And I think next week, let's talk about how to turn old phones into remote security cameras. I like that. That's a good topic. Don't forget, if you can find me on Twitter at Marcia Collier, let me know if there's something you want me to cover on Tech Thursday, and I'll be glad to do it. So have an amazing week. Happy second anniversary. It's been great being with you. Enjoy all your tech. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, Mo Kelly here. The new Daily Nerdorama podcast is featured on iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed to get your daily dose of nerd news. Also available on iTunes, Spreaker, and all the top podcasting apps. It's free and perfect for everyone in your nerd family.
Nerdorama is produced by Tawala Sharp and continues to be a segment on The Mo Kelly Show. Weekends on KFI Los Angeles. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nerdorama News.
Until next time, keep it comic.